In an unusual move, the Florida Department of Environmental Protection objected to a proposed development plan in Hendry County, and Ashley Lopez has the story.
The Sugar Hill development plan in Hendry County, backed by U.S. Sugar, raised a lot of eyebrows. Environmentalists, as well as a slew of state agencies, were worried the plan could jeopardize Everglades restoration efforts. That's because the proposed site would sit in the middle of land set aside for water flow south from Lake Okeechobee. These concerns and others are why a state agency tasked with signing off on economic development projects objected. Proponents of the plan said it would bring much-needed housing and construction projects to a part of the state with the highest unemployment rates. Craig Pittman with the Tampa Bay Times reported this was a rare move for the agency because it has, quote, approved almost every development project submitted to it, end quote. Pittman says the plan became controversial when officials and environmentalists noticed it could be bad for the Everglades.
I think it was hard to make that argument with a straight face that it wouldn't harm Everglades restoration. And so when I talked to the folks from U.S. Sugar, their argument was, well, we're not doing it right now. So if that's the strongest argument you've got for letting this proceed, that's not a really strong argument.
Other state agencies also raise concerns about water supply and transportation. Pittman says this isn't the end of the road, though. U.S. Sugar has about 6 months to address the 34 objections raised throughout the approval process. He says it will be really hard to get that all done in time.
But it's U.S. Sugar. They are one of the most powerful corporations in the state, not to mention the country. And if anybody could do it, they could.
Activists in Fort Myers and Fort Pierce held rallies last month asking state officials to turn down the Sugar Hill plan. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
Florida Governor Rick Scott returns to office after a close election last week, but what can be expected over the next 4 years? University of South Florida political science professor Dr. Susan McManus made some predictions about Scott's next term as governor.
I think you're going to see the more moderate Scott because the Republicans in the legislature know that they're looking at a very contentious 2016 presidential race in the state. And they also see the benefits that accrued to the governor when he talked positively about doing things on the environment and talking, I'm sure you'll see more about transportation and infrastructure. Some of his ads featured ports and so forth.
McManus says she also thinks Scott will take a more moderate approach to education spending. Meanwhile, Republicans have taken a supermajority in the Florida legislature. An exit poll from last week shows almost 3 in 4 Floridians are concerned with the economy, even though the unemployment rate dropped from 11 to 6.3% from 2010 to now. Remember, you can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Just search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.